Migration Conversations is a podcast that invites persons to share their migration stories. Hosted by myself, Professor Jamie Liu, each episode is an in-depth conversation with people who have experienced the Canadian immigration system or other migration regimes up close. We talk to migrants, immigrants, lawyers, policymakers, advocates, and experts. We hope that these conversations shed light on the challenges migrants face through their own voices. Welcome to a new episode of Migration Conversations. It is the first episode after the new year. We are in 2021, and I'm sitting here with my producer, June Gleed. She's a University of Ottawa Faculty of Law student and my producer. And I can honestly say that this podcast would not exist without her. She is responsible for its look, its character and the theme, and certainly in the quality of its production, which I have heard from many of you listeners, how impressed you are with that. I have nothing to do with that. I can assure you that it is my producer, June Gleed, and I'm delighted to do an episode with her. We're gonna have a very light and candid conversation about how this podcast came together, talk about its progression and its journey, and maybe invite you listeners to also contact us about any thing you would like to learn more about, any suggestions for future episodes or guests. We'd love to hear from you. We are hoping to issue a number of different episodes in 2021 and welcome any exciting ideas that you might have. So welcome, June. I'm excited to see you again after a hiatus over the holidays and the January term here at Ottawa. How have you been doing over the holiday, taking a break from the podcast scene?
It's been nice to take a break, to take stock of what happened the past year, take a moment to rest and come back this year, hopefully stronger too.
Yeah, we met, you know, June and I have never met in person. We've only met virtually. And the first time I met June was when she was helping out with a different podcast, the University of Ottawa's Orientation podcast. And I was really impressed with its production and noted to myself that I needed to contact June because in this era of online learning, I had decided that one way to bring guests to the class and some real experiences and real voices was through a podcast. And I was recruiting June through that. So I wanted to ask you, June, how did you get into podcasting? What interested you in that? And how did you acquire these professional skills?
Well, it actually started in high school. My high school had a radio station. So I had a morning show and an afternoon show with some friends. And that really kickstarted my interest in podcasting, in sharing in radio, telling stories. And I learned a lot of foundational skills in that experience. And then from there, I just happily kept falling into different experiences with podcasting. I was an intern at Canada 2020 and just happened to be around the same time when they were launching their new podcast network, the 2020 network. So I was learning at the same time, I was gaining hands-on experience and then transitioning those radio skills over to podcasting skills. And then I had, as you mentioned, the honor of being a Dean's Tech Fellow this past year. And I helped with the podcast with Professor Kyle Kirkup and Anne Levesque. And that was a whole new experience doing it, a lot of it myself in the team, but trying to figure things out, recalling back on my memory from a few years earlier and from high school. But it was a lot of fun to keep falling into these experiences. And I'm very thankful and grateful.
Wow, multi-talented law student who is also a armchair journalist, radio host. It's always lovely to learn about how students have prior lives or current creative endeavors and outlets. So, but you've certainly made the most of it here at the University of Ottawa. We're so grateful for you and the other tech law fellows that have made the term so far this year easier to teach. So thank you. I wanted to ask you, you know, I had asked you to join this podcast, and I can honestly say I know nothing about podcasting. I listened to a few podcasts. I certainly listened to a lot more now that I am doing this podcast with you, but I wasn't a very avid podcast listener. But what do you most like about podcasts and podcasting, and what has been the most challenging thing about producing either podcast that you've worked on for at the University of Ottawa?
One of my favorite things about podcasting, whether I'm listening or I'm on one or I'm editing in the background, is the same thing that I like about being in school. It's learning, it's sharing conversations. What I really like about podcasting is that it's taking those conversations that you have in a classroom, maybe in a seminar, maybe you're learning from an expert as a professor, and as a student being in one of those classes, and you're able to share that with so many more people. And I think that's the part that I really love. And it's having that click of you're learning something new, you're gaining a different perspective from somebody else other than your own. And I really love that about podcasts, is being able to share that information, whether it be a new policy that's coming out or just welcome to law school in 2020 and the year that this is. And what I find most challenging about it is actually what happens even before the first interview. It's finding out what your podcast is going to be, asking those big questions. What are you taking the time to share? What stories do you want to share? And answers to those bigger questions actually find its way into everything that you do, whether it be the podcast art or the music that sets the tone for the rest of it, or the length of the episode, the questions that you ask, the people you have on. So asking those foundational questions, I think, are the most important. It's the most challenging because you really have to dig deep in figuring out what you're doing and why you're doing it. But it's also the most rewarding because when you see those connections start to happen, you go, okay, that's pretty cool and that's pretty fun. So that's my favorite part about podcasting too.
So what do you find challenging about it, if anything at all? You've made it so easy, I have to say. I send you the raw footage and you somehow magically produce something that sounds very professional, something that is very easy to listen to. So do you find any aspect of it challenging?
I find on Zoom, it's a little bit more challenging. I think what has been great about this podcast and the orientation one as well is that people are welcoming us into their home. They're sharing their stories. And it's the balance between wanting to find the authenticity in that and knowing that you are in someone's home and they're going to be background noises. And that's part of the beauty of you're not in a production studio, you're in someone's home and having these conversations that are so important. But it's also trying to make sure that that their stories are being able to be heard, that you're not distracting from that at the same time. So finding the balance between authenticity and making sure that it's also digestible and that people want to be listening to the stories. It's a fine balance and it's a little challenging at times, but it also, what I like about grabbing the audio from these conversations is that I try actually not to look at any of the video recording. I try to look at it from the perspective of what our listeners are listening to, because there is no visual, it's all audio. So I take a moment and I listen to the audio full I make little notes to myself, but by and large, I try to listen to the audio and then go back afterwards and try to edit to make sure that same authenticity is throughout.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. Time consuming. And I'm really grateful that you've been able to do that. So let's talk a little bit about migration conversations. You and I have had several conversations about it, and it certainly has moved in directions that we didn't anticipate throughout the term. We had planned a number of episodes that would fit within my syllabus for my course, but then it started to attract some listeners, and we started hearing from people. And then also I started becoming interested in certain things. I know, like, for example, one of my episodes was a result of a conversation I had with someone in a playground, you know, and another one was as a result of having a conversation with, you know, an old friend who was seeking some advice about something. So I think it's really interesting how the conversations have you know, brought to fore some issues and some interesting topics that were unexpected from the beginning. And I wanted to ask you, for someone who was not, I guess, as fully apprised of all the issues and, you know, things that could arise in immigration law, did the topic daunt you, or how did you deal with the fact that you were working with something that was going to be used in a classroom and maybe you weren't as familiar with?
What I love is that this is a class as well, is because I think in law school, and probably no fault of law school, is that we get cases that are already synthesized, you're looking for the law. And in that, you tend to miss the human aspect, miss the human connection. And I think consistently throughout this podcast and the different guests we've had on, it has been so personal. People are opening up their lived experiences, often very challenging situations that our legal system has been placing people in, and digesting that and recognizing that how important it is. I think we all know as law students, but then hearing these stories firsthand really reinforces how important it is and the role that lawyers can make, not only, you know, helping to distill the law, but also you're there in a very pivotal point of someone's life. And this is very important for so many people. So I think as a student, it was appreciating that as well. And a lot of law students come in with different experiences beforehand. And it's hard when you're in these classes and you're reading cases day in and day out, and they are very distilled, to then have the human aspect again. It is very reassuring. And it also is tough too, because you really gain an extra appreciation for that, for everyone's experiences on this podcast as well. And I think that has been such an important aspect of this podcast, not only being for a wider audience, but also being for law students as well.
Yeah, it's been really eye-opening for me too, because when I started the podcast, I thought, you know, this, I can't believe I didn't try to do this before. It's kind of a silver lining to the pandemic and the challenges of online learning. But one of the things that I think, you know, I tried to communicate to students who were listening to the podcast was, a large part of our job is listening, right? A large part of our job is going to be hearing people's stories, and they're not going to be linear. They're not going to be always giving you the pertinent facts first, or doing it in a way that helps align the facts perfectly into a legal document, factum, memorandum, whatever that you're building, right? And they might have different accents, different ways of talking, different vocabulary. And so I told students, you know, that I hope at the very least, even if nothing else, that you get an appreciation for what a large part of our job is, which is to listen to our clients, right? And to try to cultivate a quiet patience or a sympathetic or empathetic presence, so that clients will feel comfortable in sharing that very intimate part of their lives with you. You know, most of the time as lawyers, unfortunately, we have to hear very disturbing and troubling and traumatizing stories. So, and I think that aspect troubled me a little bit as well. Like it was a very important aspect of the podcast for us to issue honorariums, to recognize the labor involved in retelling. And so I'm very grateful that we were able to do that through the funds that Carleton and UofO provided for this. But you were behind the scenes in a lot of these episodes. Not a lot of people realize that you were doing the heavy lifting. What got you through to listening to some of these episodes over and over again? Some of this, you know, was actually very heavy. So how did you get through all of this?
Oh, well, at the start of the pandemic, I needed a hobby that wasn't going on Twitter and doom scrolling. So I found one of the things that I did, and actually an alumni who came and spoke last year at UOttawa had recommended knitting and crocheting as a way to deal with stress. So I found that throughout listening to some of these heavier episodes, I would be, especially during the warmer months, I'd sit outside, I'd have my little rocking chair, and I would be crocheting and knitting while listening, and I'd stopping and starting. And I found it was a way to to channel some of the feelings that I had while listening to these heavier episodes and trying to do it justice, but also recognizing myself and what I can handle and taking breaks and creating two things out of it as well.
That is amazing because I am also a huge knitter and I feel like knitting has been a kind of meditation for me during this pandemic. And I also love to knit and listen or knit and watch something. And so to hear that we've been doing this, but we didn't realize this.
This is my recommendation for any listeners out there who are listening and want to find something else productive to do at the same time. Knitting, crocheting is so relaxing and you have beautiful things to give to loved ones afterwards.
Yes. In fact, I invite people to do listening parties and knit. And I do also find it extremely relaxing. Also, it's very rewarding to see what you've created with your hands. You know, it's just a wonderful kind of gift that you've done.
As a law student, you're producing papers and you've spent so much energy into that. And I think this podcast and also knitting as well has been a way to see a final result, to see my work in a final form that's not on a, you know, piece of paper. It's a little bit different than normal, and channeling that creativity while in law and adjacent to law has been very rewarding as well.
Yeah, I have to say that one of the surprising things about doing this podcast is I've connected with people that I was connected to in my past, but you know, some of these people I knew prior to the podcast episodes. It was nice to reconnect with some of those people and nice to meet new people. It was a way to connect during the pandemic in ways that I found was more challenging because obviously you don't want to spend more time on screen, but it was nice to be able to have a conversation with someone and then share that with other people, I guess, in ways that not only are a good learning opportunity, but hopefully some advocacy as well.
For sure.
What were your favorite episodes? What were the ones that shocked you? What were the ones that surprised you? Yeah, let's talk about some of our favorites.
Well, one of my favorites and actually sparked a paper that I wrote was the episode with Frédéric Chabot from Action Canada for Sexual Health and Rights. I think the episode was The Denied Barriers Migrant Women Face in Accessing Abortion Care. And I found that that episode and so many others were a great introduction to a lot of these issues. And even when writing my paper, I kept coming back to that episode over and over again and citing it over and over again in my paper was because there wasn't a lot of information I could find online about this. You know, there was lots out there about abortion access in general. There was lots of issues about the border during COVID in general, but very few that merged the two together. So that was a very interesting and very eye-opening. And I probably listened to that episode so many times going back over and over again. I'm surprised I don't have it memorized at this point, but I think that was an episode that left an impact on me. And in my classes, I found that I was citing these podcasts a lot as well. So I think there was a lot of crossover with these topics as well.
Yeah, that is interesting. So that in that episode in particular was a spontaneous one that arose out of a playground discussion, you know, the parents talking about the work that they're doing and wanting to get the word out about an important issue. So that's really interesting to hear that that kind of conversation led to your own kind of investigation and further research. And that's great to hear. One of my favorite episodes, I have to say, even though it was the most troubling, was the episode with Ibrahim Touré. And I just remember talking to him. And even though I had done a lot of research about his case, about what he had gone through, and he has certainly spoken to the media quite a bit. And so a lot of aspects of his case were known already. And a lot of what he shared was not new. But the way he conveyed it, the way he talked about it, it was shocking to me. And, you know, some listeners will hear an upcoming episode with my dad in it. But in some points in the conversation, he kind of reminded me of my dad, but just the way he talked and, you know, that kind of immigrant lilt. And you know, that exasperation, you know. And so his, it was very troubling to me, very moving, but also it personally hit me because he was a stateless person. And it made me think about, you know, my own family and how we had a number of stateless persons in our family and how this could happen to a lot of people that I knew. And so it was very troubling, disturbing, but I was amazed at how brave he was in talking about it. And so that for me in particular was one of the most, I would say, touching episodes that I felt were in the group of the bunch.
I found that the episodes too, when individuals were sharing their lived experiences, it was also a message of how to improve these systems, how to change them, how to enact changes so that their experience won't be replicated in the future, so that somebody else wouldn't have to go through the hardship that they had to as well. So I hope also for this episode, whether it be law students or lawyers or policymakers or anyone else, to listen to these voices as well and these perspectives on how to make positive change as well.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, another memorable episode for me was with Skylar. She was the one who talked about her experience in a refugee hearing. And at one point, I think it was closer to the end of the episode, she had said, you know, nobody picks up and leaves in the middle of the night for no reason. And I thought that was just, you know, just an off the cuff comment, you know, kind of after we had concluded our interview somewhat. And, you know, it was very struck by that comment and how brave she was when she was just a young person and having to flee a country and ask for refugee protection. So yeah, a lot of these people were very brave in the way in which they experienced some hardship, but also in the way that they shared it with us. And I'm super grateful that they did.
Me too.
Were there any conversations that, you know, surprised you or?
Yes. As I was saying, I don't watch the video. I take the audio and I listen to it. So the episode that surprised me the most was Montana's Borders. I didn't realize, I don't know why I didn't realize until pretty close to the end of the episode when you're asking where the recording was taking place, that it was the sound of actual water in the background. And I think that was a very moving episode for me to hear that, and the connections to the land and the importance of that episode, I think was very important for the conception of colonial borders. And I'm glad that episode was in there. And I think for me, being surprised was a very nice way to experience that episode as well, to listen to the nature behind it as well.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't realize it till I listened to the episode before we released it. But you're right that sometimes the sounds that we think are going to interfere with the episode actually adds to it.
That one definitely added to it. It was a great background.
Yeah,
very fitting.
Yeah, that's true. It was kind of funny because there was a couple episodes where kids interrupted. I remember talking to Thelma and her son interrupted, or just even Ibrahim. He was talking about being detained in immigration detention. Then all of a sudden there'd be this incessant beeping, and you can hear it a little bit in the episode, but it kind of added to the stress that I was feeling when he was talking about his experience. And, you know, so it is, you're right. We were in people's homes. We were listening to people's conversations, and the sounds around them certainly, you know, are representative of the time that we live in right now, right? I wanted to, you know, ask, where do you think, you know, this podcast should go? You know, it has certainly become quite a fun project, I have to say, despite some of the challenges and despite, you know, I would say some of the troubling issues and questions that we talk about, you know, but we've had some very stellar guests. We've had, you know, top experts of the field. We've had some very brave people sharing their own personal experiences. But where do you think this podcast will go? Do you have Dream guests you'd love to see, we can pitch out there, and hopefully someone out there can help us get our dream guests to come and join us.
I think where we should go forward is also looking back a little bit. I did my undergrad in Canadian Studies and Political Science, and I took as many Canadian history classes as possible. And I found that there's a lot of themes that continue over from historical immigration regimes into the present. And they may change a lot on their face or on their surface, but there are some themes that continue over throughout Canadian history. I think it'll be interesting to have a historian on. I know we've already had one, Mike Malloy, but looking at it a little bit differently from the greater themes over the last 100, 150 years of Canadian history and what it has mean to come to Canada throughout different points in Canadian history and how they are similar or dissimilar to how they are now. So my pitch is to have someone on there. We were both mentioning Laura Matacoro. She was a professor of mine at McGill, just a wonderful historian in person. So this is my pitch to her.
Oh, well, that is a very enticing invite for her. I hope she will listen and take up that invitation. We do have, June and I have been discussing future episodes. And so we do have hopefully an exciting lineup for this upcoming winter and leading to the spring. So I hope for all of you listeners out there that you haven't tired of our stories yet, and that you will continue to stay with us and take this journey with us in discovering other people's stories and learning more about different aspects of the migration regime. So thank you, June. I wanted to thank you not only for joining me today, but for all the incredible work you've done to help create this podcast, but also to keep it going, to make it sound the way it does. So with much gratitude.
Thank you, Professor Liu.
Migration Conversations is created and hosted by me, Professor Jamie Liu, and produced by University of Ottawa Tech Law Fellow June Gleed. This podcast was made possible with the guidance and assistance of University of Ottawa Tech Law Fellow Ritesh Kotak, Carleton University graduate student Rachel McNally, as well as the generous support of Carleton University and the University of Ottawa Shared Online Projects Initiatives. You can find more Migration Conversations episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and YouTube with closed captions. Thank you for listening, and a special thank you for all the guests who have shared their experiences publicly.